Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're going to be tackling something that might sound kind of techie at first, but trust me, it's relevant to like anyone who cares about sharing files securely online.
Oh, yeah.
We're diving into SFTP Go.
Okay.
Think of it as a super-powered, customizable system for like moving your data around, whether it's between your computer and the cloud or even collaborating with colleagues. And a big shout out to today's sponsor, SafeServer, who can help you get SFTP Go up and running or advise you on your digital transformation journey. You can check them out at www.safeserver.dtpgo. Now let's get into it. Have you ever stopped to think about what happens when you send an email attachment or download a movie?
It's fascinating how often we take those everyday actions for granted. You know, behind the scenes, there's this whole world of complex processes ensuring those files get from point A to point B safely and efficiently.
Right. It's like magic. But instead of spells, it's clever technology at work.
Yeah.
And that's where SFTP Go comes in. It's like a sophisticated traffic cop for your data. It uses a variety of methods, think different languages for computers, to make sure your files reach their destination securely. And the cool thing is, it's not just about moving files between computers. SFTP Go can seamlessly connect you to cloud services like Dropbox, Google Drive, or even Amazon's S3.
Exactly. And what makes SFTP Go stand out is its flexibility. It's like having a Swiss Army knife for file transfer. You can tailor it to your specific needs, whether you're a small business owner sharing sensitive documents with clients or a large organization managing massive amounts of data.
Okay, I'm starting to see the appeal, but let's break it down for those of us who aren't exactly tech wizards. Why should someone who's not in IT care about SFTP Go? What's the so what for everyday users?
Well, in today's world, data security is paramount. We're constantly sharing files online, and it's crucial to ensure that sensitive information doesn't fall into the wrong hands. SFTP Go addresses this concern head-on by offering robust security features like encryption. Think of it as scrambling your data so only authorized people with the key can read it.
So it's like sending a secret message that only the intended recipient can decipher. That definitely eases my anxieties about sending sensitive files.
Precisely. SFTP Go also gives you really granular control over who can access your files and folders. You can set up different levels of access for different users, ensuring that only those who need to see certain files can actually see them.
Ah, so no more accidentally sharing the wrong file with the entire team. That's a relief.
But hold on. I've heard the term open source thrown around a lot. Can you demystify what that means in the context of SFTP Go? And is that something I, as a user, need to worry about?
That's a great question. Open source simply means that the code behind SFTP Go is publicly available. It's like having a recipe that anyone can see and even modify.
Okay.
Now, you might be thinking, wouldn't that make it less secure? But actually, the opposite is often true.
Oh, that's interesting. How so? I would think having the recipe out in the open would make it easier for someone to exploit weaknesses. Well, with open source software like SFTP Go, there's this whole community of developers constantly scrutinizing the code, looking for vulnerabilities, and contributing improvements. Think of it as having thousands of eyes constantly checking for flaws and working together to make the software more secure. It's like having like a global team of security experts constantly working to keep your data safe. And because the code is open, anyone can adapt SFTP Go to their specific needs.
That makes sense. It's like having a tailor-made security suit for your data. So we've talked about the security and the flexibility of SFTP Go, but I'm curious about what else it can do. I mean, is it just about moving files from one place to another, or is there more to it?
Oh, there's so much more. This is where SFTP Go really starts to shine. One of its standout features is the ability to create custom workflows. Imagine being able to automate repetitive tasks like resizing images or converting files to different formats, all triggered by specific events.
Wait, hold on. Are you saying SFTP Go can automatically do things like resize photos for me when I upload them? That would save me so much time and effort.
Precisely. No more manually resizing each image one by one. You can set up a workflow that automatically resizes them as soon as they're uploaded. And that's just scratching the surface. You can even configure SFTP Go to automatically back up important files to a cloud storage service like Google Drive or Amazon S3.
Wow, this is starting to sound like something out of a sci-fi movie.
Huh.
My files are practically managing themselves, so it's not just about moving files around. It's about creating a smart, automated system that works for you in the background.
You got it. And the automation possibilities go even further. SFTP Go has this thing called a REST API. Think of it like a universal translator for different software programs. It allows you to connect SFTP Go with other applications and create even more complex automated workflows.
Okay, my brain is trying to keep up. Can you give me a real-world example of how this REST API integration might work? I'm all about practical applications.
Sure. Let's say you're working on a project with a team and you're using a project management tool like Asana or Trello. With the REST API, you could integrate SFTP Go with your project management tool so that whenever a task is marked complete, the related files are automatically transferred to a shared folder for everyone to access.
That's incredible. It's like having a virtual assistant who's always one step ahead, taking care of those tedious file sharing tasks for you.
Exactly. And the best part is you don't need to be a coding expert to set up these integrations. SFTP Go's web interface is surprisingly user-friendly, even for those who aren't super tech savvy.
Okay, so it's powerful, flexible, and user-friendly. I'm starting to think SFTP Go might be the solution to all my file management woes. But let's be realistic for a moment. Every superhero has their kryptonite. Are there any potential downsides or challenges I should be aware of with SFTP Go?
That's a great question, and it's important to be aware of the nuances. While SFTP Go is incredibly versatile, there is a bit of a learning curve, especially if you want to delve into those advanced features like custom workflows and API integrations.
So it's not something you can just install and instantly become a master of?
Not necessarily. But the good news is that there's a wealth of documentation and community support available to guide you along the way. The SFTP Go community is incredibly active and helpful.
So even if I hit a roadblock, I won't be left stranded in the digital wilderness. That's reassuring.
Exactly. And remember, we mentioned earlier that SafeServer offers expert support for SFTP Go. They can help with installation configuration and even advise on creating those sophisticated workflows we talked about.
Right. Our sponsor, SafeServer, really has us covered when it comes to making the most of SFTP Go. You can find out more about their services at www.safeserver.dday. Now let's talk about deployment. Is SFTP Go something I need to install on my own computer, or are there other options?
You have a few choices. You can install SFTP Go on your own server, host it in the cloud, or even opt for a hybrid approach. Each option has its pros and cons depending on your specific needs and resources.
So it's about finding the right fit for your individual situation.
Precisely. And while SFTP Go itself is very secure, it's important to remember that security is an ongoing process. It's not just about the technology, but also about how you configure it and manage user access and permissions.
It's like having a high-tech security system, but leaving the doors unlocked. You need to be smart about using the tools at your disposal.
Absolutely. Strong passwords, multi-factor authentication, and regular security audits are crucial for maintaining a secure environment.
This has been incredibly insightful. We've covered a lot of ground from the basics of what SFTP Go is to its more advanced features and potential challenges. But now I'm curious about what the future holds for this impressive platform.
That's a great segue. The future of SFTP Go is looking very bright, especially as more businesses and individuals rely on remote work and cloud-based solutions.
So it seems like SFTP Go is well positioned to ride the wave of these evolving work trends. What are some of the exciting developments we can anticipate in the coming months or years? Is there anything on the horizon that makes you say, wow, that's going to be a game changer?
Well, while I don't have a crystal ball to see their exact roadmap, I can definitely speculate based on current trends and user feedback. One area that's ripe for innovation is automation and integration. We've already touched upon SFTP Go's impressive workflow system and REST API, but I think we'll see even more sophisticated connections with other platforms and services in the future. Imagine a world where SFTP Go acts as the central hub for managing and automating file transfers across your entire digital ecosystem.
Whoa, that's a powerful vision. It's like SFTP Go becomes the conductor of an orchestra, seamlessly coordinating the flow of data between all these different instruments, applications. But with cyber threats becoming more sophisticated by the day, how will SFTP Go keep pace and ensure our data remains secure?
Security will always be paramount for SFTP Go. I expect to see ongoing improvements to its authentication mechanisms, encryption protocols, and intrusion detection capabilities. They might even explore incorporating advanced security features like behavioral analysis and anomaly detection to proactively identify and neutralize potential threats.
So it's about staying one step ahead of the bad guys, right? Making sure SFTP Go is always evolving to meet the latest security challenges.
Precisely. And let's not forget about the user experience. While SFTP Go's web interface is already quite user-friendly, there's always room for improvement. We might see enhancements to the UI, making it even more intuitive and accessible, especially for non-technical users.
That makes sense. Lowering the barriers to entry and making powerful tools like SFTP Go accessible to a wider audience is crucial.
Yeah.
What about the role of the open source community? Do you see them continuing to play a significant part in shaping the future of SFTP Go?
Absolutely. The open source community is the lifeblood of SFTP Go. I expect continued growth and engagement from developers worldwide, contributing to the platform's evolution and pushing the boundaries of what's possible. It's this collaborative spirit that makes open source software so dynamic and innovative.
It's inspiring to see a global community coming together to build something truly exceptional. You know, as we wrap up this deep dive, I can't help but feel incredibly optimistic about the future of SFTP Go. It's clear that this is a platform with immense potential, and I'm excited to see how it continues to evolve and empower users in the years to come.
I share your enthusiasm. SFTP Go is a testament to the power of open source collaboration and the ingenuity of the tech community. It's a shining example of how technology can be harnessed to create secure, efficient, and user-friendly solutions that truly benefit everyone.
Well said, and I want to express my gratitude to our listeners for joining us on this journey of exploration. I hope you've gained a deeper understanding of SFTP Go and its potential to revolutionize the way you manage and share files online.
And perhaps even spark some ideas on how you can leverage SFTP Go to enhance your own workflows and take control of your data.
If you're looking for a robust, flexible, and secure file transfer solution, SFTP Go is definitely worth checking out. And if you're interested in exploring how SFTP Go can be tailored to your specific needs, don't forget to visit our sponsor, SafeServer, at www.safeserver.dl. They're experts in secure data management and digital transformation, and they can guide you on your SFTP Go journey. They're an invaluable resource in today's rapidly changing technological landscape. And with that, we'll sign off for today. Until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep diving deep.